the Hatch Act does not prohibit political contributions.
I get that, and so, but we see the appearance of the conflict, and so it's a basic question. Has Governor Brainerd ever offered to recuse herself? And the answer is no. Have you ever asked Governor Brainerd to recuse herself because of her close involvement with the campaign and making contributions? Have you ever asked?
She's acting in a way that is permitted by the rules
that we're subject to. Right.
And each one of us has to decide.
I understand that. So the answer is, she has never offered to recuse herself. The answer is, you have never asked her to recuse herself. To your knowledge, has Governor Brainerd been in contact with the Clinton administration, or Clinton campaign, regarding a potential job in a potential future administration? Are you aware of that at all?
I have absolutely no awareness of that.
There have been published media reports talking about that, so you're not familiar with those media reports.
What's important to me is whether or not in our decision-making, our collective decision-making, I see politics being brought to bear in reasoning about our decisions.
So I
have never seen that on the part of any of my colleagues.
If you learn that she has had communications with Clinton as far as trying to get a job, would that change your opinion as to whether she should be asked to recuse herself?
I don't think that there is a conflict of interest there.
Governor can be in direct negotiations with a political campaign looking for a future job, and that is not a conflict as far as you're concerned. Is that a conflict or not? If they are having direct negotiations with either political party to ask for a job next year while they're a sitting governor, do you see that as a conflict?
I would have to consult my counsel. I'm not aware that that's a conflict.